Welcome to All Things Simple Rev, where we give you all the ins and outs and what's news about Simple Rev. It's Joel and Dan back again. And yes. Dan, I'm going to ask you like I normally do, what have you been up to since the last show?
Well, I had a very, very fun but busy trip to Phoenix, Arizona with my wife, Vanessa. She is a certified professional organizer and belongs to an association called NAPO, the National Association of Professional Organizers. And they had their annual convention in Phoenix. And we both got to speak, which was pretty cool. We spoke about podcasting and boosting your brand with that. And honestly, Joel, we thought we were going to have a few people show up, but we packed the room and it was great afterwards. I felt like I could stage dive. Everybody rushed up to ask more questions. And, I mean, it was a lot of fun, but you know, Phoenix was, a nice little break from San Antonio. We get a lot of hot weather here and, so does Phoenix, of course, but, no humidity, was awesome. It was awesome.
The difference in dew point is significant.
Man, oh man. And you know, I walk every morning. And so, we were at a nice place and I was able to get up around 5:30 and, go for my walk. And you're not going to guess who I ran into every morning on my walk there.
Well, I can't guess actually, because you've already told me, okay. But we'll let other people just mentally guess for a second. Who was it, Dan?
It was Brooks Duncan, who's joining us for Simple Rev, right?
Yeah.
He was there speaking as well. And he's a morning walker like I am. And so, we got to, meet up on the walks. We didn't walk together, but we met up, talked each time we saw one another. And then we did, have a chance to do dinner and all that. So, I'm telling you, in his session, was amazing from what I heard. We didn't go to it only because ours was at the exact same time. And, it's a requirement for speakers. You actually have to be there when you speak. So we couldn't go to his. So, but a lot of folks said it was a great time. So knowing that and having seen Brooks talk before, his session at Simple Rev, I know, is going to be one of those ones that people really rush to about going digital and paperless and so forth.
Yeah. Well, if you could have crowdsourced at your own session at the NAPO event and Brooks is going to pack the house at Simple Rev, maybe you can crowdsurf in Brooks' workshop.
Hey, there you go.
How would that work?
I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
Right on. Well, over here in the general Twin Cities area, man, there's been a lot going on, but none of it's super exciting. Not that it's the drudgery of life. I'm grateful for every day, but I've been working a bit on some Simple Rev stuff. Unsurprisingly, they're putting together a declaration, a poster-like image for people to see. This is what Simple Rev represents in a very easy, very visual, hopefully resonant way. And that's been a lot of fun. Sarah Sheets is the graphic designer we're working with, who's volunteering, and she does amazing, amazing work. So I'm waiting for a new iteration of that based on some great feedback. Sent an email recently to the Simple Rev folks, to the newsletter community, and they filled out a survey and gave us a wonderful new direction and how to take it. So I'm pretty stoked to see where that leads. And we've had some family fun time over here. My two young sons love hanging out at Grandma and Grandpa's house. I'm over by Minneapolis. My parents are across the river in St. Paul, Minnesota, and been going over there recently and just letting the kids run around now that the weather's so nice and the sun is out. Yeah, I really enjoy the summertime for the family fun time. And there'll be a fair amount more of that coming up with some trips up to our family's cabin in northern Minnesota and just getting back to the basics a little bit. As much as I love the city, I love getting out of the city and just experiencing a slower life, which is always good.
No doubt. Well, that's great. Well, you know, on the last episode of the show, we had a great visit with the productivityist, Mike Vardy. And I know folks are anxious to be able to connect with Mike at Simple Rev, and he is one of our amazing workshop leaders. So that opportunity is yours if you are a Simple Rev attendee. And before that episode with Mike, back in episode 4 of All Things Simple Rev, we talked about the Simple Rev YouTube page. And if you missed that episode, just go back to simplerev.com/004 and you can get all the skinny on that stuff. And for those who did hear that episode, we talked about those What Simple Living Means to Me videos and ask people to submit those. Remember that? Well, we have a few submissions up for you to watch now, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
So that is great. I mean, and it's so cool to see other people's take on it, because simplicity really does mean something different to everyone. And Joel, you led the way. You did the first video, of course. And in that, you focused on the theme of enough in your life, enough money, enough stuff. Heck, you even went on and talked about enough kids, right? And what I really took from that was how you described that you're most comfortable with being happy with what you have versus what you don't. And that is your take on simple living. And in the second video, a gentleman by the name of Ethan Waldman, who is a great guy, he runs a operation called cloudcoach.net. That's at cloud-coach.net. And he talks about his 220-square-foot mortgage-free tiny house that he built and lives in and works out of. And, I mean, it's a great video that I think will resonate with a lot of people who, I guess, live a stereotypical life and wondering about how they can fit simplicity in their lives. You know, they might look at that as being a little bit complicated. Like, I live in the real world. How can I, you know, do what I have to do and live and work and make my life simpler? And I think Ethan's video highlights that. I mean, he runs cloudcoach.net and lives and works out of this tiny house that he built with his own hands, you know, and conceived it. And that's one of the ways that he fits simple into his life. And when you watch it, you're going to see, of course, you'll see his home and so forth. And I think there's even some shots of it by the water. You know, he lives on a little pond, and I mean, it's like his little version of Thoreau, you know. And I don't know if it's Walden that he's living on.
But that's, Walden Pond, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
It's just amazing, you know? I mean, and you know me, Joel. You and I talk offline. You know I'm like a tiny house and small space addict. And so it just fascinates me. And, you know, you've talked about before on the show, you don't have to be raising your own chickens, living in a tiny house to consider yourself simple. You find ways to fit it into your life. And I think Ethan's video kind of highlights things that he's done to do that in his life.
Yeah, and exploring his backstory to how he reprioritized his entire life.
Yeah.
The shift in his whole perspective when it came to making the decision to do it, to build his own house, his own tiny house, and the ripple effect that that's had on everything else that he's done. I found that that's the way that it is for a lot of people. Just make one decent-sized decision to get simpler somehow, and then that just manifests itself in so many cool ways down the road that Absolutely. You can't even anticipate when you make that initial biggish decision. Really, really cool stuff. Yeah. So the next one that we had, it's a great clip from Merdu Parikh. She's at lifeisorganized.com. And there's an elegance to this one. Merdu is just a fun, outgoing woman. And I personally, I know her a bit and just really enjoy her style and the way that she communicates. But she was very candid when it comes to the systems that she and her husband have set up with, like me, she has small children. And it's hard sometimes to wrangle those kids, to teach them the things that you feel are necessary for them to know. But she stressed that word, which you and I, Dan, hear a ton, which is just intentional. Being very conscious and deliberate about the decisions that they make so that they're not sleepwalking and they're not doing things in an arbitrary way. It helps her reduce stress and anxiety. And while people will watch the video, they'll see how Merdu has her version of simple, and it allows her to focus on the things that really matter to her and her family.
Yeah, and she has some great systems, and she does a lot of videos. I love her videos, and, you know, check this out. I get to have dinner with her next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's in Nashville, I think, and we'll be in that part of the world, so we're going to stop and have dinner. I've never met her in person. I just love her through her videos. So, well,
hey, I hear that there's another guy who did a video. Somebody I'm pretty familiar with lives in your neck of the woods. Maybe Dan something or other, Dan Hayes.
Yeah, that's right. I did a video just yesterday, as a matter of fact, My wife, Vanessa, and I have this spot that we go to. And if anybody's ever been on the About page for our show, we did a video there about a year ago. And this spot for us, it means a lot because it is a place where we go to de-stress and enjoy our time, either just her and I or as a family, and even an extended family with her mom and dad. And it's on a river in Bandera, Texas, and that's called the Medina River. And it's this, I guess in a lot of northern parts of the United States, it would be considered a creek. You know, it's not very wide, but it runs deep. So you could like swing right off a rope off of one of the cypress trees and not worry about hitting your head or anything underneath. It's plenty deep. And we just go there, get in the river and float a lot of times. And, sometimes we do a little, fishing while we're there. And what I really talked about in that video is we have worked very, very hard to try and wrap the work that we have to do to sustain ourselves around our lifestyle. We want to have this lifestyle together as a couple and as a family. And we've worked very hard to try to get what we do for a living wrapped around that. And as I said earlier, simple means something different to everyone. And for us, simple living means freedom. And we went there yesterday kind of at the drop of the hat. We just like, okay, we can carve out a couple of hours of alone time. Let's go down to the river. And it's a 35 minute drive or so. So it has to be deliberate. You have to, you know, drive down, spend your time and have enough time to get back. But when you can find ways to carve, that time out for simple in your life, it feels so, so good. And, especially when, it doesn't cost a darn thing other than the gas to get there and the benefits that you get back from that little simple act of spending some time together in a spot that means a lot to you can go a long way.
And I love how you had for your backdrop. I don't know if it was deliberate or not, but Vanessa fly fishing in the background during your 2 minute video. And here you are, you're talking and you're being really deep and reflecting. And, I have to admit, I was slightly distracted. I was wondering, boy, is Vanessa going to catch something cool? Are you going to have the big one that's coming in as you're recording your What Simple Living Means to Me video? Very symbolic though. Yeah. I don't know what the intention was there, Dan, but I really liked it. And the two of you together are great. And the fact that you took that trip to make that video, obviously you didn't go there just to make the video. That was kind of a byproduct of it, but really cool stuff.
Oh, good stuff. Well, how about you? What's up next? Another video that I haven't even seen this one. So
it's brand spanking new as of us recording this episode. Speaking of Nashville, I know you said you were going there soon. Next woman, Allie Chase, she's in Nashville. Mm-hmm. She's at a website called onedaylighter.com. And she shares a video which she actually created initially about a year ago for something. There's a website called Mark's Daily Apple and Grok Feast. And Allie shared, it's perfect for simple living too. It's very playful, but very sincere. And it's basically about the intersection between primal living, valuing our ancestral heritage and where we've come from as human beings, and simple living. So just seeing her play Ultimate Frisbee with her family and the food that they got for this Grok Feast, as they call it, and how much of it was locally sourced from farmers markets and other great places. And I really, really dig the way that she finishes up the video with just feet in front of a fire. It's dark. Awesome. And it just kind of fades out and fades to black. And that was perfect. Awesome. Just silence and quiet and completely stopping and appreciating just the incredibly simple act of being by a quiet fire at night. It was really cool.
That is odd. I can't wait to see it now because I'm a Mark's Daily Apple fan and I'm a campfire fan. I love sitting around. I love the fire circle. To me, that's another way as a family that we really focus on each other and our time out in the world and de-stressing through camping. And I love the fire circle. I think it's a fantastic representation of where we all need a little bit more of.
Well, I hope you and other folks will go to simplerev.com/YouTube then And that's where we're putting up all of our videos, the What Simple Living Means to Me series videos, and some other cool stuff. So we'll have a link to that in the show notes, along with the other things we've talked about.
Well, cool. Well, you know, I bet folks are wondering a little bit. So what's going on with Simple Rev Planning? All right. And the cool news on that is that later today, you and I are kind of having a marathon session to talk about the Simple Rev agenda. And as you know, because you are really honchoing the lion's share, well, heck, the whole zoo's share, you're you know, but there are so many moving pieces to make something like this look simple and to make it just an experience where people can go and enjoy and not feel like they're, you know, shifted around from one place to another and it's too mechanical. And I know that you're putting all those things together. And I know we can't tip our hand on exactly what's happening yet. But would you say it would be a stretch if I said folks need to get ready for some awesomeness?
No, yeah. Not a stretch at all.
Good.
We're talking with a woman named Nancy, who's a friend of mine. She's been an event coordinator and planner for over a couple of decades, and she's helping us out when it comes to the logistics and the nitty-gritty behind-the-scenes stuff to make the event fun and seamless for everybody who shows up. We have a spreadsheet we're going to be talking through, Dan. Of course, you know me. If I'm involved, there's a spreadsheet. And we've got about 40 different line items with a whole bunch of questions to work through. I'm excited, though. Yeah. I really love the behind-the-scenes stuff, and I love sharing some of that with folks here on the podcast and in other places. We'll put up the agenda publicly when it's ready for primetime, which will be soonish.
Sounds great. Well, you know, for folks who are listening, the awesomeness of Simple Rev just cannot happen. No matter how much planning we do in the background, it just can't happen without you. So we're so looking forward to seeing you there, and we just want you pumped. We want you to have a great time. And that's what Simple Rev and all things Simple Rev is all about. And I guess with that, I'm just going to wrap it up. So that's really it for episode 6 of Simple Rev. And if you haven't subscribed yet in iTunes, make sure you do so you can get the next episode as soon as it's released. And until then, you can stay in the loop by going to simplerev.com/newsletter for all of the latest updates as they happen.
Mm-hmm. And if you haven't already, mark your calendars for October 3rd and 4th, 2014. That's where Simple Rev will be happening, Minneapolis, Minnesota, University of St. Thomas downtown campus. There'll be about 200 of us, all passionate about simple living, and we'd love for you to be among them. So if you feel like you want to come to town and join us, you can snag your ticket to the first ever Simple Rev at simplerev.com/tickets.
And you can get the show notes for this episode at simplerev.com/006. And we have a few openings for speakers left. If you're interested, visit the Simple Rev Workshop Leader page. All you have to do is click on the Workshop Leader tab at the top of the page, and you'll find links to our speaker frequently asked questions as well.
But if you want to reach me or Dan, you can send an email to joel@valueofsimple.com or dan@simplelifetogether.com. We are hanging out on social media too, even breaking into some Google Plus action. So say hi to us on Twitter. We are @simple_REV on Facebook at Simple Rev, and Google Plus. You can get a link to the show notes to that as well.
So thanks for joining us. And until next time, enjoy your own Simple Rev.